It was unexpected, the way we met. I never intended to like you that way, but it happened. We talked. A lot. You made me smile. A lot. You told me not to get too attached. I told myself the same thing. But it happened. It happened without me even realizing it. I was in a weird headspace for a few days. I don't know what caused it, but I know that you pulled me out of it. The time that passed between us feels like so little, and yet so much. And before I knew it, I felt something for you, without even realizing it. Without even being aware of it, you became important to me. Special. And then you told me you got a text. From her. But not just one. And she wasn't the only one typing. She was texting you. She wanted to talk. And you'd answered, seriously considering her request, even though part of you admitted it was a bad idea. We're both adults. I knew you'd make your own decision, so I gave you my thoughts and sat on the sideline. Then, through a twisted turn of events, you ghosted me. Something in me knew you were going to go. Something in me knew you at least wanted to know why. But you'd admitted how tempted you were, and I was left in the dark with the weight of the world on my shoulders, wondering, waiting, my heart and mind racing with anxiety and worry. Finally, I heard from you. You chose her. You wanted to try again. I tried to accept that like any good friend would. After all, I could understand why. But it stung. In fact, it burned like a knife in my heart that I'd been thrown away like I was nothing. That you'd used me to get off a few times and fill your lonely hours while I made a human connection. Then while I was grieving, you told me you still wanted me because I have a nice body. I had to remind you that you didn't choose me. I had to remind you that I'm a whole person with thoughts and feelings. I should never have had to say that to you. You should have known better. You left me questioning my self-worth. You left me wondering why I'm not enough. I already have an outside voice constantly telling me that I don't matter. I didn't need to hear it from you. I took my time. I talked to my friends. I listened to music. I painted. I distracted myself until my heart didn't hurt anymore. And then you came back. You flirted with me again. I reminded you for the second time that I was not what you wanted, that you chose someone else. You told me she's rejecting your advances. You told me I bring out a side of you that doesn't normally get to come out, but that you could tone it down, followed by, I think. You think? You think what? You think you could try not to cheat on her, but you don't know for sure? This is when I told you for the third time that this is what you chose. That again, I was not your first choice. And then I had to tell you again that I'm a human being. That I have thoughts and feelings. That I'm not an object lying around waiting to be used to fill your sexual desires because she won't give you the time of day. I should never have had to tell you that once, let alone twice. At this point, I was done. I was ready to block your number, but my bleeding heart just cares too much. So when you told me you just found out from a relative that she wasn't where she said she was, I told you honestly, as your friend, that it sounded like a lie. You had the audacity to ask me what she would do next, as if I'd been in her position before. I was proud of myself when I told you I wouldn't know, because I don't do that. You were the guy I never intended to fall for. We talked. We laughed. We had fun in so many ways. I cared about you. I had feelings for you. And you used me. You left me a heartbroken mess on the floor. I knew that you made the wrong choice. And now that you've figured it out, you've come running right back to me as if you want to pick up the pieces. But I know better. You're a wolf in sheep's clothing. I know why you're here. I forgive you for what you've done. I thank you for it, really. You reminded me that I had the strength to stand up again every time I get knocked down. I'd almost forgotten that. But you won't get the opportunity to do that again. Too many people get stuck in this situation without any escape, without any support system, without the ability to rise above it. So for every person who has ever been me, and for every person who will ever be you, I leave you with one parting word. No.